May the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight. O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Now really, this should be on BBC Two on a Monday evening. But this is now your starter for 10. Why was Jesus baptized? Why was Jesus baptized? Anyone with the definitive answer, then please do tell me after the service. And congratulations, your status of theologian is confirmed. Why was the Son of God baptized? He who was without sin. Why was he baptized? Well, I would say we do not know definitively as to why Jesus was baptized. We do know that John the Baptist, who we just sung about, felt rather unworthy of performing the task, that he was not fit to do up the thong of Jesus' sandal. But he did do the task after Jesus implored him to do so. And we do know from all the Gospels that it was an incredibly important event, and an event that is marked in different ways in all four Gospels. In Mark and John's Gospel, Jesus' baptism is recorded in chapter 1. And in Mark's Gospel, it is the very first event, really. There is no birth narrative for Mark. Clearly, that wasn't important to him. What was important was bam, the start. Jesus is 30 or so. He is baptized. In great drama, Jesus is baptized by John. And at that moment, we have, at the very start of Jesus' ministry, we have the Trinity united there and then, at that very moment. We have the Father's voice declaring, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." We have Jesus, the Son, in the Jordan, being baptized. Jesus, the very image, the Word, the Logos of God on earth. And then we have the Holy Spirit descending to the Son in the bodily form of a dove. It is this event that gives Jesus the confirmation that he is indeed the beloved Son of God the Father. At our baptism, we are, or we were anyway, if like me you were baptized a long time ago, called to receive the love of the Father as shown in the Son through receiving the Holy Spirit in our lives through the waters of baptism, with which we are washed clean, and with which we are changed, and with which we start something new. It is at his baptism that Jesus is affirmed. It is at Jesus' baptism that something new starts, that will change everything forever. Baptisms always mark the start of something new. Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And we also celebrate the sacrament of baptism, which along with the sacrament of communion are the two most important things that we do and we celebrate as a church. It is appropriate that we have this celebration of baptism today as we embark on our celebration of 900 years of worship in this very building. In the joyous, wonderful reading from Isaiah, the prophet tells us that we are created by God to offer praise to him. and to reveal his glory to the world. And because of that, he redeems us. We are told, do not fear. Those lovely verses in the Bible. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This is what God says to us. This is his promise to his people. And this is what happened to Jesus at his baptism. And each and every baptized person since baptized with the Holy Spirit. We are called by name, and God passes through the waters with us. It has been the same for every person who has been and who will be baptized in this place, in that font, in the last 900 years, and for the next 900 years to come too. Baptism always marks the start of something new, whatever age you are baptized at. Even for Jesus, even for the Son of God, it marked the start of something new. We, like Jesus, are affirmed. We are redeemed in baptism. Not because, unlike Jesus, we are worthy of it, but because, inexplicably, God loves us for who we are. Because God has called us by name, and it is through his amazing grace that he saves us. And that alone is always worth celebrating. It was worth celebrating 900 years ago, and it'll be worth celebrating in 900 years' time too. Why was Jesus baptized? It marked the start of something new that would change the world forever and change lives forever. Let us carry on in that light, reflecting that love for another 900 years, starting today, starting now.